All right. Thanks for listening to the Alaska Works podcast. I'm your host, Xavier Schley, and I'm here with Cheryl Vinichuk. And why don't you start with your job title? What are you doing right now?
I'm a laborer out of local 942 in Fairbanks, and I work traffic or whatever the job entails when I'm hired.
Mm-hmm. And how did you start there? You're currently working with Exclusive. At the moment.
Not yet.
This season or whatever.
It'll be this season. How did I start?
Mm-hmm.
I live in Healy, and, well, it was a local hire job.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called the Denali Canyon Project. They redesigned the whole Denali Canyon. It used to be two-lane, and they put up street lights. And I looked.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And it was another wonderful job, and I just said to myself, I can do this. And
you were already in the laborers union.
No,
then?
But I would be local hire.
Okay.
So I got
a
hold of the union, mm-hmm. and that's how it all transpired.
So you found out the job was there, and you thought, this is something that you can do. And so then you approached the union to get in to work for this job.
Correct.
And when you went to the union to get in, because it was a local hire, because usually you apply to the union and there's a whole, they open it up for a couple of weeks. Yeah. But is it different when it's local hire then?
You know, because it was so long ago. The company was then Wilder, mm-hmm. and now it's.
Oh, you worked for Wilder first.
Right. Okay. And that Wilder did that job.
That's a long time ago because Wilder's Granite now, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And so I think I talked to their company first. They hired me.
Okay.
And then you get onto the union because I was local.
Right. So then they request you through the union.
Correct.
Okay. And so when you start that way, is there a vestment period? Like you're getting paid your money, but you're also getting paid into your retirement, into your insurance and everything. Do you have to work a certain amount of years before that becomes your money? Do you know? Or is it just...
It's 5 years in the labors until you're vested.
Yeah.
Other unions could be different.
Yeah, I think some, but it's a ballpark. It's right around that mm-hmm. much. But then the first year that you worked, you know, if you worked the whole summer, then did you have insurance in the off season?
No.
That's after the 5 years.
And I have five children, so I choose not to work in the winter.
Uh-huh.
And living in a small town, I call it paid work and unpaid work.
Yeah.
Because you're a volunteer for the hockey rink, you're a volunteer at the church, you're a volunteer at the school, you're a volunteer for scouts or whatever project to take on.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When you started, you were doing traffic for the first job?
Some traffic and laboring.
Okay. What does that basically entail?
Yeah. Laying fabric for the road, putting up fencing, shoveling culverts, shoveling anything they need shoveled.
Just labor?
Yeah, it was labor.
Yeah. When you started out as an apprentice, do you remember, like, in ballpark numbers what the starting salary was? I mean, it would be different now, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
But it's better than any other job I've ever had.
Well, that's good. That's good. So now you're working for Exclusive, and you're doing the same thing, traffic and labor stuff for
Correct.
Them.
And mm-hmm.
does it have to be in Healy, or do you go other places now?
No, I've been in Fairbanks with them,
mm-hmm.
and so I rent a dry cabin and stay in that when I'm not at my, because I have to have a place to live,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, and it's been all around Fairbanks. That's where their projects have been.
Oh, so you come in here every summer and work for them every summer.
I've been very fortunate.
Yeah. How old are your kids then, if you're coming in here to work?
They're 37 to 17.
Oh, yeah, so... It's kind of okay to leave then. Yeah.
Oh, I have one. The one daughter's at home. It's tough, but yep. You got to do what you got to do.
Is that the hardest part of the job, is leaving for the summer?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of the job?
My favorite part of the job is, with Exclusive, it's the people, and that's why I go back.
Oh, that's good.
The people treat you really good. The people they become family. And that is why I returned to Exclusive.
Yeah, a lot of people in the trade say that that's the one thing that, you know, if either they've been promoted out of that, mm-hmm. and they're now, in the management into things, that's kind of the thing they miss, is the camaraderie of dealing with the same people every day.
Yep.
And that's a big part of the job, is getting along with everyone you work with. You know, that's probably why you come back every year, you know?
Yep, and that is it.
So how's the job? What's the most positive impact it's had on, you know, your family or your life?
Oh, definitely I'm the second income, and we have 5 kids. And not that we are, my husband and I are the trades, but my kids all have gone to college.
Mm-hmm.
So we sent 2 kids, my first 2, to Notre Dame.
Oh, wow.
And lived in a house trailer. I wanted to write them and tell them we're the first people, actually, that children attended, and we lived in a trailer. And then my son has attended UAF. He's an engineer at Juno, and I have another son at UAA right now.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yes. And nothing's free, I tell my kids. It's complimentary, so there's no free college. So we all have to buck up and pay for it.
What's been the most negative impact on your family or your life because of the job? Is that just the traveling and having to leave?
Traveling, yep, the time absent. You know, and iPhones or technology makes it a lot easier. In the beginning, we didn't have that.
Yeah.
Available, so we can Skype even now. That's made it pretty awesome.
So when was the beginning? How many years have you been doing this?
I actually started when I was 43, and I just turned 60. And it's been 17 years.
Well, over that period of time, if you could give yourself a piece of advice, you know, then, that something you know now, what do you think would be helpful for people just starting out in the trades to kind of know?
Oh, it's to keep a positive attitude. Work hard, show up on time, and if you have a family, it's really important, it's really important to stay connected to your family and to be true to your family.
Yeah, that's good advice. So tell me about this project that we were talking about earlier, the Fairbanks Tradeswomen.
Fairbanks Tradeswomen was my daughter, who's 17. She's inspired me. It's my last daughter. I have 3 daughters, and a lot of the women that I work with become my family. And we were inspired to share it with the next generation. And children nowadays are very visual, and they need phone numbers. And they'll come up to me during the summer when I'm working and say, "Hey, how do you do this, Mrs. Benichuk? How do you get started?" And that inspired me just to make a calendar and distribute it to schools and around town and shelters. And
so the calendar is called the Fairbanks Tradeswomen, and if you open up the first page, let me get it open here. On the first page, you've got the number for the Alaska Works Partnership Construction Academies. You've got the Public Employees Local 71, the Teamsters 959, the Operators 302, the Laborers 942, your union, the IBEW 1547, and Carpenters Local 1243, all the contact information. And then you've got pictures of women in the trades doing all these jobs. And
inspirational quotes.
Yeah, I mean, this thing is really great. And people can pick this up anywhere they want, or whereabouts, where can they go for it?
Well, we only printed 1,000, and I've distributed them to all the high schools, and we hung them around, like I said, to shelters, the laundromats, Fred Meyer.
I think it's great, yeah.
The gas stations, and whatever I had is what's out there.
Yeah.
And if we touch 1 or 2 kids, or if we touch 100 girls, that's our dream.
Do you guys have them at Hutchinson?
Yes.
Okay.
Hutchinson, West Valley, Lathrop, North Pole, Monroe Catholic, and I'm on my way to Effie Cochran after I leave.
Okay, and I've got 2, and I will get them to the King Career Center in Anchorage for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to get one for AGC down there as well. Yeah, those are great. Oh, I have one more question I'd forgotten. What's the weirdest thing that you've seen happen on a job?
That one's tough. But ask me the other question. You said, would you say the most interesting?
Yeah, or the most interesting, yeah.
Oh, because I thought of one.
Okay.
It was last year, we were on Cushman Street, and it was early in the morning, and we get a lot of travelers, tourists, from the Westmark Hotel, and they were looking for a place to have breakfast. And they're older couple, and we were chatting along from 10th Avenue to 1st, and in between all of that, the woman came up to, she was from Wyoming, but and she came to Alaska and worked in Denali National Park in 1975. But lo and behold, they live in Tasmania right now. And she remembered one woman that she worked with, Rachel Sperry, from Cantwell, Alaska, and she wanted to know if I could help her get connected to her.
Yeah.
So I contacted our postmaster in Healy, and she contacted the postmaster and
in Cantwell.
Uh-huh. But she had passed away.
Oh.
But they had personally wrote Christmas letters to each other since 1975. And so when I got home after this year in the winter, I'd received a box from Tasmania, and she sent a little some little gifts.
That's awesome.
That was awesome.
Okay, so do you have a favorite job?
Of course I do. Thank you for asking. One of my favorite jobs and the best job I think I was ever on, I worked for Bryce, and it was on the Eva Creek Wind Farm project in Ferry, Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bryce had the road part of 12 miles of the road, and everything came in off the Alaska Railroad, so it was real technical and very difficult. You had to cross the bridge to get to Ferry.
Oh, yeah, that little bridge, yeah.
And then everything was transported up the, from a trail, it turned into a road.
Yeah, and that was just a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was. What year was that?
It was about five years ago.
Yep, it was a $94 million project. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who did the concrete on that? That was Fairbank Sand and Gravel, I think.
It was. Yeah,
Jim Perizzo was out there.
Yeah. Right? And it all came in on the railroad.
Yeah. Were you there when the turbines come in and the big, like, from what I remember about those, they were just, I mean, they were built so they were the longest thing that could go around the corners. You
right.
Know?
Yeah. Yep.
So you saw all that?
All that.
That must have been really cool.
And it was, and it just since it was so technical and it was on time, which is amazing, the project, and on budget. It was really a great job.
Yeah, those are two words you don't hear in our industry very often.
Never.
On time and on budget. Well, thanks for doing this.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Alaska Works Podcast, brought to you by a generous contribution from the Construction Industry Progress Fund and the Associated General Contractors of Alaska.